afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me as always at the producer station is Mr. Kyle Dotson. Kyle, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I am very good. Anything new? What's up? What's going on?
Nothing.
How's that job of yours? You're over there at the Vin DeBono Productions. Did I say that right?
Vin DeBono.
Really?
Bono.
Yeah. I was a coordinator on America's Funniest People during the earthquake of 92.
Wow. That is Christy Stratton.
Oh, no, 94. I'm sorry, 94. Oh, sorry.
That's okay, Christy. I like that you were so excited when we said Vin DeBono.
Yes! Oh, my old stomping ground.
Kyle, you work in the digital media over there at the Funniest Home Videos.
That and post-production, yeah.
Later on today, when we get, I would like you to hit me in the nuts, and we'll see if we can get that on the show. Christy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. We spoke earlier, speaking of music, the Frozen soundtrack is all that I've been listening to in the house. You know, my son loves it, but I have to tell you, it's good. It's good.
It
gets
is good.
Me.
I agree with you.
Me.
The soundtrack is good. You know that I didn't like the movie that much, but I do like the soundtrack.
Wrong.
My daughters are 13 and 9, and they're only 4 years apart. But once my older daughter got to be 12, she kind of doesn't interact with her younger sister that much. I know it's going to come back around when they're like, you know, 20 and 16. It'll probably be different. Eventually it's going to come back around.
And, of course.
But they're still best buddies. But the Frozen soundtrack is something that they have bonded over.
Wow.
They will sing. They're singing like harmony singing and singing. And they like really, and like Pilar and I would just like, we'll hear them in their bedrooms and we'll be like, oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
So
you
that
should
is
record
great.
Them.
We should record them.
Just to remember.
It's my youngest sings in the shower every night. I mean, it is literally, Kyle, it's a show every night. I mean, she's not singing to herself. Like, she doesn't know. She thinks in the shower that no one can hear her, and she's just at full throttle every night. And
couldn't love that more.
Yeah, it is. It if you have kids, it's a joy. It really is. Kyle, you told me you had you might have phone calls today.
Yeah, there are a couple phone calls.
What's
today.
Our number, Kyle? Do you remember it?
It's 330-81-ROCKS.
330-81-ROCKS. If you want to call, you want to leave a nice comment. If you want to tell me to go F myself, you can do that. That's a thing that people do. I told them they could do that.
I know, and I'm like, please, but you can't tell me to do that. That would really hurt my feelings.
You can tell Christy to do something, but not that.
Okay.
Go bake my potato. Why would they do that? Why
would
they say that?
I don't know.
All right, this is Brian from Green Bay.
Okay, Brian from Green Bay. Let's hear what Brian has to say.
Solid. Hello, Pat. Hello, Kyle. Hello, whoever is co-hosting this week.
Christy.
It's Brian from Green Bay, long-time listener and third-time caller. I just wanted to say I just finished listening to your 1977 episode, which was totally in my wheelhouse, as I say, because that is the year that I was born. I didn't realize so much good music came out of the year I was born, because in my baby book, the only thing my mom mentions about music is that the radio won't stop playing You Light Up My Life. So that was good to hear those songs. Plus, Stephen Bishop, in my younger days, I did work in radio. I worked in AM radio in the early 2000s in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at an adult standards station. And I actually got a chance to interview Stephen Bishop. It was over the phone, but it was good hearing him again and hearing what he's up to. Really liked the new stuff that he played. And good hearing, you know, It Might Be You and On are just really awesome, perfect songs. So keep up the good work. Kyle, you especially, and Pat, go fuck yourself.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks again for the great show, guys. Bye.
All right, there we go.
And then we got one other one. This is an unnamed caller from New York.
And this is concerning what episode?
This is concerning the Power Ballads episode.
Okay, here we go. Someone's going to tell Christy to bake a potato.
Pat Francis, go fuck yourself.
Okay, right out of this
gate. Just got done listening to the Power Ballads episode, and it got me thinking as you guys were exchanging stories for a show idea, in that maybe you do an episode where each of you tells, you know, kind of iconic stories in your lives and the songs that are attached to them. sort of thing from prom, or maybe losing your virginity to first dance.
I haven't ever, so I don't know.
Songs that just really have a special place in your lives, and I would call the show Sentimental Street.
Ooh.
Everybody loves Night Ranger. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep it up, and look forward to listening to many, many more. Thanks.
Well, that didn't really have to do anything with the Power Ballads episode.
A little bit, but
well,
the Sentimental Street
really
is a good idea.
Him.
Yeah.
Now, Christy, since I know that you haven't, you've never lost your virginity, but you do have a son, and so I'm pretty, you and your husband, now you found him in a spaceship in a cornfield in Nebraska or Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and earlier today you told me that he lifted the refrigerator above his head.
Yeah, don't all children do that?
They don't, so I think you might have someone with some superpowers in your family.
Oh, my gosh.
Your son actually looks like a little tiny Clark Kent.
I know, right? Oh, I could just moon over him for days.
He's a super cute kid.
Johnny, man.
What's Johnny's middle name? Can we say his name? Do you mind people knowing his name?
No.
What's his middle name?
Well, his name is John Eli Mann.
John Eli Mann.
Yes.
I like it.
We wanted to pick a name that you could hear being said. And now we're swearing in president. Whatever.
John Eli Mann.
Yes. I wanted Gainesville in there because I went to UF. And I fought for John Eli Gainesville, man. I fought. I won. Gary is going out of the hospital room with the documents. And then I just had this, oh, no, they can't say the president. And so I had a nurse came in. I'm like, go stop my husband. He's going to the Hall of Records. Anyway.
What about this? How does this sound to you? John Eli Mann, please approach the bench for sentencing.
Yeah,
okay. I was thinking like,
not as good.
A football player.
Oh yeah,
John Eli Mann.
Because Eli Manning. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Well, we had to do E as the middle name.
Why?
Well, because of my husband's mother that passed, and in the Jewish tradition, you do that. And of course, I wanted Elliot for Elliot Easton, and I fought for John Elliot Mann.
That sounds now the E comes from. Where does the E come from in his mother's?
Her name was Elaine.
Elaine.
Yeah.
So you take the first letter of the mom for the first letter of the middle name of offspring?
Yes.
That's a traditional
thing
you do.
Yeah. It's kind of a, unspoken thing.
I like it.
All right.
Why not?
Okay.
All right. Johnny, man. He looks great. Cute. Super cute. What else is happening in your life?
Matt. Just this.
Doing some writing for...
Doing some writing.
For MTV.
Right? Yes. Well, MTV. It's so interesting how MTV was such a big part of my life as a young person. And now they're a big part of my life as a little bit older
person.
But still young person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then your husband was on Pilar's podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And you told me that he did a great job.
Oh, he's very self-conscious.
But he was very nervous.
Yeah.
That surprises me. Because they record right here where we're recording.
Yeah.
It's just we're just at a table and we're just talking, but we have headphones and we have microphones.
Yeah. He's not like a big public speaker type, but he's very funny and personable.
But yeah, cuz I mean he meets a lot of people in his job and he has to talk to a lot of people. They probably have boardroom meetings where he has to get up and speak a little bit,
do a little tap dance. Yeah.
So this should have been a piece of cake, but he was a little bit nervous, but he did great.
Okay. Well, let him know you said that on the air.
So, I'll put a link up in case people want to hear what Christy's husband sounds like very incestuous here at the podcast now world.
Should we start talking about music?
Christy, let me ask you something.
Oh, okay.
When you were growing up, no, I'm kidding. Okay, so today we're back to the Rocksolidopedia.
Yes.
We have not finished all of these letters yet. And Christy, you did letter L with me, and you were kind enough to say, "Yeah, I'll do another letter," and then just count me out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
But this is letter R.
I couldn't be more jazzed. Like, I am loving this letter.
Oh, you are? Okay, good.
So much. Can I start?
Yeah, you can start.
I want to start.
What's funny is I'm like, okay, we haven't done letter R. Okay. And then in my head, I'm like, I can't even think of who it would be. Okay. And then I go to my iTunes and my CDs and I'm like, oh.
Right.
There's too many.
I know we're going to have lots of overlapping artists, but that's going to be fun because we're going to be like, oh, what do we pick?
Do you have any rush?
No, and I purposely didn't because I knew that you would.
I don't have any either, so apologies to her.
Oh, no! No, wait. I thought, oh, you're going to get to pick something a little bit more, you know.
No, apologies
praise.
To Rush. Okay. Sorry, Rush wow, fans. Wow. No Rush today.
I'm going to start things okay. right.
All right.
With a song that kicks ass from Rainbow.
Okay.
Just crank that.
Now, what's the name of that song?
Jealous Lover.
Jealous Lover. Is that Jolynn Turner
on vocals? It is Jolynn Turner. It is the dreamiest of all the rainbow singers.
You know, he reminds me of Kate Jackson.
Okay.
Whenever I would see Jolynn Turner, I don't know why, but he reminds me of Kate Jackson. Now, this is weird because my first song in my list, I'm not jumping around my list. This is the first song on my list is a song by Rainbow. But this is from the era where Graham Bonnet
uh-huh.
was a vocalist.
Also and, dreamy, just not as dreamy.
And this is Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah.
Double shot of Rainbow, right? Not planned. You just
not
you
planned.
Put them first, and I put them first.
Well, you knew it. Just it makes an impact right at the yep. top. Great melody, great vocal, mm-hmm. hard guitars.
And Ritchie Blackmore on guitar, and Ritchie Blackmore now does like what is he doing? He's in a band called oh my god, Ritchie Blackmore's Knights, and it's like minstrel music.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. He
and
has
I think
like,
he has a mustache and a cape now, right?
Yeah, it's, I don't know what he's doing, but it's a band he has with his wife. His wife probably talked him into it. And so, that's, Richie, I want to have a music career. Well, what kind of music would you like to do, love?
Like do, you pay, do you play the pen flute?
I know. It's like all that kind of music. Are you looking it up? It's
yeah, I'll play something here.
Oh, you got something? Okay.
What's it, Liz? Well, this is like an hour and 30
minutes. A song? An hour and 30 minute song?
I don't know if it's a song or if it's like a whole concert.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear what.
God, and one. The video is just like pictures of castles.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Jump around.
Okay.
Jump around. Are you going to jump in a little bit?
Yeah.
It's not as good as the hard rocking tunes we just played.
No.
But happy wife, happy life.
Look, thank you so much for coming out tonight.
There's the wife.
So
oh, it's a concert. Okay.
It's a concert. Oh, that's his.
It's our first time here in England after so many years. It's been a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at how she's dressed.
There's been a lot of things that have happened over the past couple of years.
Well, she's a lovely woman. Let's just call a spade
yes.
a spade here.
First, we released a couple of albums since the last time we've been here.
Blackmore's Night.
The last one being
should be called Blackmore's Ren Fair.
All right. Can we, all right. Are we moving
wait,
on from that?
I think we're yeah. moving on to that. Your
you
turn.
Know what
okay.
it is.
I think mm-hmm. that every woman, when she turns 30,
okay.
needs to be issued a Bonnie Raitt album. And for me, that album was Streetlights. That song Angel from Montgomery is on. I'm not going to play that.
Okay.
It's awesome, but
all
right. we all know it. This is the title track, and it's called Streetlights.
By a friend of mine. That it don't matter if your dreams, they bother you. Your dreams won't happen unless you only want them to. So I asked him for a ride. He said, I hop on board, girl. I've been waiting here for you.
I'm going to do this for the entire show. If you play an artist that I have, then I'm just going to bop my...
Great.
And we'll just do a two for every time. You can move my Bonnie Raitt song up to number two. This is... that's a great song. I never heard that song.
It's a great album.
And the song I'm going to play, everyone's heard, but I really do like this song. Bonnie Raitt with that red hair and the shock of gray.
Sure.
And I'm always wondering if the carpet matches the drapes with the shock of gray. And... sorry to go there.
Oh, Pat.
I know. I'm sorry. I woke up with a pinched nerve in my neck, and like I can't get comfortable. I'm like hunched over, but I know that's not good posture, but it makes my neck feel better. But if I sit up, I feel dumb. So, okay, anyway, this is A Thing Called Love.
Don't have to humble yourself to me. I ain't your judge or your king. No Queen of Sheba. We may not even have our dignity. This would just be a powerful thing. Baby, we can choose. You know we ain't no amoeba. Are you ready for the thing called love? Don't come for me and you would go from up above.
Dennis Quaid is in the video for that.
Okay.
And he looks great. Dennis Quaid looks great in this video.
Dennis Quaid.
Bonnie Raitt is from Burbank, California. Born in Burbank.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I not know that? That's amazing.
You would think that she was like born in the bayou or down south somewhere, but she's born in Southern California. And she's 64. We talked about how old was Lucinda Williams
last episode.
That you were here, and Bonnie Raitt's besting her by 3 years. Mm. Who do you think would win in a fight?
Oh, Lucinda. Are you kidding me?
She fights dirty.
Well, she just knows the tricks from all her ex-boyfriends that are in prison and stuff.
Oh, is that true? She has a lot of ex-boyfriends?
No, just in the song, like that one song. Oh, of course, now I'm not going to be able to draw it up, but...
Okay. Don't worry.
A concrete and barbed wire. Okay. Like, that separates us and... I'm assuming because he's in prison. There was another song that I think it... Anyway.
Okay. Well, Lucinda Williams would win. If Celebrity Deathmatch was on, let's do it.
Bonnie would put up a fight.
Yeah.
Do not get me wrong. I don't think you're going to have anything by this next artist.
Okay.
Cut to. It's 1990.
All right.
I'm dancing. It's University of Florida.
Were you in a sorority?
I was. I was a Chi Omega.
All right. How did that go for you?
It was good. I liked being in a sorority. I mean, there was a lot of drama.
Did you date frat guys?
As many as would, which is maybe two. But
I find that hard to believe.
Spring break, you go to Clearwater, mm-hmm. you go to any city or Ybor City, mm-hmm. and this song was everywhere.
Okay.
It is a song by a man named Rebel MC.
Don't have him in my
And it's
list.
Called Street Tough. T-U-F-F.
You can't play a BS. Play a drum. When you see me shout Rebel MC outlaw, kicking up fuss, know what it is, I'm just too far.
I mean, all of us in clubs, we'd stay so late, we'd be sweating from dancing, and they'd bring in pizzas. I mean, that's just...
But this is you can only dance to this. You can't listen to this in your car driving around doing errands.
I don't know. I can listen to it imagining dancing.
Okay. Do you like to dance?
I don't get a chance to a lot, but I did, man. I did.
That was your workout
it
back
was
then.
Now
you got to do Zumba at home.
Right? Or do it on the video game or whatever. I don't know. All right. What do you got next?
I have a band from, I think they're from Athens, Georgia.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the initials are R.E.M.
Yes, Rapid Eye Movement.
And this is from 1998, and this is from the Up album. Mm. And this is just a song I really like of theirs. This is Day Sleeper.
Receiving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Do
directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up, and talk of circadian rhythm. I see today with the newsprint gray, my night is colored.
I read these lyrics, I don't quite know what's going on.
Okay.
I mean, he says receiving department 3 a.m., so, but I don't know why he's singing about this. Like, I don't know how these lyrics popped into his head.
Okay. Well, because you know he's a day sleeper. He sleeps during the day and he works at night, right? Is that the thing?
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Dummy.
I mean, I'm no genius, Pat.
You just went right with what the title of the song was to figure out the lyrics.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Now I feel dumb. Now, you know when I say I don't do editing? I'll be doing some editing. No, I leave that right in there. I love the chorus, though, when he starts singing. I mean, his voice is great. Are they done? Do you think they're going to regroup?
I think they're done.
I think they need to regroup and just one time with Bill Berry,
yes.
The original drummer,
yes.
and do that and then go out.
Yeah, because I'm sure they have some things to say about modern life and
They can take
encounter.
A good 5 years off and then go, you know what, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with you. Well, I didn't do an R.E.M. song because I knew you would do it. I know you have another
that.
One of these,
okay.
The Ramones. But let me talk about, like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend. I'm not going to be a poser. Like, oh, I was into the Ramones right away. Uh-huh. I wasn't.
Right.
I got into the Ramones in 1983. They had a cassette. I had a cassette of Subterranean Jungle.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. And I remember getting, I'm like, oh, they have the song Every Time I Eat Vegetables, it makes me think of you. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's fun and funny. But they do a cover of Time Has Come Today that's fantastic. And here it is.
Listen to that.
It's great, right?
When you started to ramp up the Ramones, the last song that I pulled from my playlist today was a Ramones song, and it was from Subterranean Jungle.
Which song?
It was In the Park.
Okay.
Do you know that song? I'm gonna hang out in the park.
Oh yeah.
I came to the Ramones too in the 80s. I came to them with Pleasant Dreams, and then which is 81, and then the song before that is the album before that is End of the Century, that Phil Spector produced.
Okay.
So
yes.
I love the 80s Ramones the best. That's my. I mean, I sure the 70s stuff, but when my friend Paul Gilmartin hates the Ramones. He says, it's the same song over and over. I'm like, you have not listened to a Ramones album if you think that.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's better than that. But that said, the production on that is amazing. So
love
good.
It.
So
love
great.
It.
So I'm good. One of us played the Ramones. Now I'm going to play a band called Rat.
Nice.
And I'm going to play a song from their 1990 album.
Oh.
Detonator.
Okay.
And
of course you are. Of course you are.
This made my list over the Ramones for some reason, because I said no one knows this song, but I'm going to play it. It's called and this might have been big if Kurt Cobain wouldn't have come in and blown it for everyone. This is called One Step Away.
Right. 2 years later, I was out on the town. I saw you on the street and my heart hit the ground. I guess love is like a chain and you're all. It's better late than never, than living without.
don't know why, but I love stuff like that. I love just that.
You do, don't you?
I do, but I don't listen to it. Like people, I think people think that that's what I listen to all the time, and it's not. But I do have a real affection for that kind of production and those type of lyrics, and and I don't know. I just do. I really do. And Rat's not. I only have one Rat CD in my collection. It's just a best of. But I really do love that song.
The Bad City CD kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A band called Bad City that came out in 2010.
Played them a few weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah. So, but yeah, I do like that a lot. I'm not saying Rat's the best band or that they're even one of my favorite bands, but they do have some songs that I really, really enjoy.
I love In Defense of Rat. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, this is very different from that. Okay. If you had a divorced dad in Texas in the 70s.
And you, I'm assuming you did.
Yes.
Okay.
For a period he was divorced.
Okay.
Your father.
Remarried now.
Oh, yes. Very happily for like, you know, 30 plus years.
You love your stepmom.
Love, love.
All right.
But your dad had Charlie Rich's Behind Closed Doors. Like that was that face with the hat.
He's the Silver Fox.
He is the Silver Fox. And
my parents had this album.
Right?
Such a creepy kind of weird song though. Are you playing the song?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I want to get deeper. I want to play something that is
deep album cut.
Yeah. This one is called I Take It On Home.
I've got to go.
Stop it. Stick with it. Stick with it.
I'm not laughing because I don't like it.
A couple of days. And this buddy of mine, he's a hound in the first degree. And almost always, there's the ladies. And it ain't. Back it on up, turn it around, take it on.
Come on, that's great.
Christy is doing all the movement. She backed it up, she turned it around.
I
thought she was doing the hokey pokey.
Back it on up, turn it around. Come on, that was good.
That was good. That all was right. good.
Charlie Rich. Rest in peace, Silver Fox.
Wonder what he would do if he got his lady behind a closed door. I wonder what would happen in there.
I think she's saving it for him. She doesn't have to do the PDA. What he likes about her is...
I like that her hair's up. First of all, her hair's up and she's got to let it down.
Yes, right?
Because
well,
you know,
be just figurative too.
Women that have their hair down are trampy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your hair's down. Okay. I'm going to redeem myself from the rat hole that I dug myself into. And we're going to hear a little bit of a band who only had one album under this name. The band is Rockpile.
Oh!
And this is If Sugar Was As Sweet As You.
Love it. I love Dave Edmunds.
Yep,
I love him.
He has a brand new album out called Again.
Oh.
I'll have to get that for you.
Okay.
And give it to you. That's Dave Edmunds, Nick Lowe, Billy Bremner, and Terry Williams on drums. And that band recorded, they only recorded one album under Rockpile, but like for Dave Edmunds solo albums and Nick Lowe's solo albums at the time, it was those four guys.
Okay.
So even though it was a Nick Lowe solo album, it was still... Those four guys were on the album. My headphones just kicked out for something, for a second.
Did I do something?
No, I
love DE7. There's songs that will just pop into my mix all the time that I just
love. From Small Things Mama.
Yes.
Great Springsteen song.
And I love I Won't Bail You Out is the song. I love that song.
What do you got next?
Next is, are we ready? This is a song I discovered from shopping at Urban Outfitters years ago. And it's the Raveonettes.
All right, let's hear it.
Attack of the Ghost Riders is the name of the song.
Lipstick on my face, thunder in the sky.
Is it Danish duo, The Raveonettes?
Wow, that's nice.
Right?
What year is that?
Oof.
I've heard
2003.
I've heard the name The Raveonettes, but I've never heard.
They were huge that year, and it really made a big splash. And then, you know, as far as I know, I don't know that any other. I'm sure they probably made.
That's weird how that happens.
Yeah. All right. I love that song.
Well, I'm going to play. This is one of the Jack White offshoot projects called The Raconteurs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge White Stripes fan, but I really like these two albums. So I'll just play the obvious choice. This was the single from the first album. This is Steady As She Goes. Love how this sounds.
Find yourself a girl and settle down. Live a simple life in a quiet town.
Had some of that fuzzy production like the Raveonettes did.
Yeah, I like that.
That was good.
I just got into the White Stripes during the Elephant time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's great. I mean, it's really... my only problem with that is the liner notes are so pretentious that, like, you can't even understand. I'm like, what? Is this a joke? Like, is he joking?
Wonder if he is joking.
It's just so just gobbledygook pretentiousness.
Oh, no.
But... you know, it's been a few years. Maybe I'll go back and see if I can decode this thing. This very erudite something. I just don't even know. But
I just liked it.
The Raveonettes have 6 albums.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Okay.
When was the last album out?
2012. The first one was 2003.
Wow. Okay, well.
There you go.
A
couple
maybe
EPs.
What, say that again?
They have a couple EPs.
Well, there, you got to go
cranking them out.
I got to
go buy some music.
Yeah, either maybe it just doesn't come into my consciousness. I don't go to Urban Outfitters as much, clearly.
No. I'm going to dip my toe back into the...
you just played one.
Yes.
Oh, so okay. Good, because I think you may have somebody.
Kyle, I'm going to take Christy's turn away from her.
No, okay. But you might. Might.
Okay.
This, David Lee Roth.
No, he did not make my list. Almost. He almost did.
Okay. Well, this is from Skyscraper. Okay. Most of the songs he wrote with Steve Vai. And this one is a great, awesome, beautiful song called Damn Good.
All right. I almost played Knuckle Bones from this album.
Time rolls on. That's as it should be. Here and gone. Seems to move so quickly. Man, we was happy in our restless hearts. It was heaven. Right here on earth. Yeah, we were laughing as we reached for the stars, and we had some for what it was worth. Those were good times.
I love it when people can get melancholy right and just get it, and I just love that song.
Dave's voice sound is really good on that.
Yeah, I love it.
Not like now. Dave's voice. Ooh. Tough. It's rough. Got to use that instrument, Dave.
Yeah.
Stop.
He's too worried taking off a scarf and twirling it around.
I know.
Stop. But here's where I will defend that.
Here we
go. That is showmanship. Those bolero jackets are awesome.
Yeah, but I just wish he could sing a little better.
But he was never known for being Freddie Mercury. Like, he was never known
right.
for that.
Right, but I wish he could still sing like he did sing.
Okay.
Too much talk singing a little bit. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to fight with you.
All right.
Because what I'm going to play next is back into, dipping my toe back into the hard rock heavy metal with a brand new band called Red Dragon Cartel. Mm. And this band, if you're an Ozzy Osbourne fan, this gentleman, Jakey Lee, after Randy Rhoads died, Jakey Lee was brought in as Ozzy's guitarist, and he is on Bark at the Moon album, and he's also on the Ultimate Sin album. And then Jakey had some problems with the drugs. And so he took many, many years off, but now he's back. He's got a new band called Red Dragon Cartel. And on this album, he features a couple different lead vocalists. And on the song I'm going to play, because I always look for a reason to play Robin Zander.
Mm-hmm.
So Robin Zander sings lead on this. This song is called Feeder.
Picking faces in the summer.
Feeder by Red Dragon Cartel.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
I didn't write it, but I played it.
Okay. I want to skip around. Can we do that? Can we do that here? Just because I know time.
Sure.
I'm going to... Keith Richards.
Yes.
Okay. I know we're getting into that, but right now, like, I loved Main Offender. I had that on cassette.
And what was it? Talk Is Cheap was the first album, I think.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, that was when I started getting into his solo stuff. And this song, it's the number 13 song. It's called Wicked As It Seems.
Oh,
it's,
that's a great, great, great song. Those two Keith Richards solo albums, Talk Is Cheap from 88 and Main Offender from 92 with Steve Jordan on drums. It's just so, those are really, really good albums.
Yeah.
So,
and that video was so fantastic and just dark and the, oh my gosh, that song just.
A lot of songs on those albums better than what the Stones was doing. We're doing at that time. Just really, really great tunes. So yeah, check out those albums by Keith Richards. Keith, how are you doing? Okay. You know what I'm saying? I just noticed I played Red Dragon Cartel. My next two bands are also Red. They also start with Red. This next one, I don't even know how to pronounce the album title on this. Do you know how to say this, Kyle?
Wovaka?
Wovaka? I don't know. I think Jimmy Pardo played this song once on this on the show, and so I immediately bought it. But this band is called Redbone. And this is from 1974, and this is Come and Get Your Love.
Yes.
Last time you heard that?
It's out there.
It's out there.
It's a very, like, that's another happy, like,
yeah,
you know, if you want to just
like
have
a romantic comedy montage.
Yes, it's a happy song. I love it.
I gotta take Christy was doing some dancing in her chair like you won't believe.
Oh, that was fun. That
I didn't
fun.
Want to say chair dancing. That sounds like we're at a club. At a strip club. But she I like that a lot. Yeah. That song is that's 5 minutes long.
Is it?
Yeah. I like that little fuzzy.
And when you said the album title, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to know what this is.
Wovaka, I know.
But then, oh, yes.
1974. Long time.
And Redbone, I'm like, oh, Leon. Oh, no, that's right. This song.
The band,
all right.
Redbone.
I want to have, there's a little something fun okay. I want to do for you. I don't know if you are familiar because you were, I don't know if Rockabye Baby, the CDs were out when your daughters were young.
All right.
There is this company. It's a brilliant idea. They take different artists and make baby lullabies.
From the songs.
Yes. Okay. And they are dynamite. They're dynamite. And I brought three little ones, just a little sample just for you to hear. And if you could play number 10.
10. Let me hear this. See, I know this, but I can't get my...
Rock and Roll Ain't No Exploitation. Come on, that's fantastic.
That is
all
great.
All right, and number
that's 12. AC/DC.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is...
What's the name of the AC/DC's CD?
It's just called Rockabye Baby, song Lullabies by...
Okay, okay.
No Quarter.
By Led Zeppelin.
I know, isn't that great?
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
And then the other one, is there another number 11...
This is hard, but I know these.
Welcome to the Jungle. I know, isn't this great? Aren't those great? Okay, thank you. That was just I
thought that's
that
a good
be
song
fun.
Because kids like animals. So that's why that's nice.
But there are like just whole, and then you get a whole CD of Led Zeppelin lullabies or AC/DC lullabies, and they're dynamite. And they are dynamite. Rockabye Baby.
That's great. Emphasis on rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not your song, though. You're going to play a song now, right?
Oh, I could play a song, but that was just my little... Okay. Oh, gosh, what am I going to do? Let's do number 9. Let's do number 9. I'm going to jump to number 9. Okay. This is Rufus featuring...
Shotgun.
Yes. Tell Me Something Good. I mean, come on. I just had to play that one because
When Stephen Bishop was here, he talked a little bit about Chaka Khan. She sings the background vocals on Save It for a Rainy Day.
Stephen Bishop. No way!
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. It's the best.
I got something that'll show enough, set your stuff on fire. You refuse to put anything before your
that song. I could, you know, I know you're doing the mental patient songs in that, aren't you doing
that? Yeah, mental patient
that
songs,
a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Oh,
is that
okay.
And is that one that...
I could listen to that.
Nonstop.
I never would get sick of that song.
Yeah, that's...
Never.
Mental patient songs are amazing. I'm going to cut the Red Hot Chili Peppers from my list.
Oh, should I then as well?
If you want to. I was going to play Can't Stop from
Suck
By The
My
Way.
Kiss.
All right. Now, was that the song? Or what are you doing?
It's the song.
All right. So let's remove the Chili Peppers, and I'm going to jump into, we'll give Lou Reed a little bit of love.
Ooh, yes.
This is from his first album, and this is Wild Child.
I was speaking to Phil, who was given to pills and small racing cars. He had given them up since his last crack up had carried him too far. Then we spoke of movies and bursts, and the way an actress held her purse, and the way life at times could get worse. Then we spoke of the rain, always back to the rain. Oh, she's a wild child.
Sinatra. Do you know that song?
I don't.
I like that they spoke of the rain. Mm. Later on, there's some lyrics about some they eat some sweet cheese.
Yeah, Lou Reed is one that I wish I'd have gotten into. Like, mm-hmm. I got Transformer on cassette.
Yeah.
And then got a little bit into the Velvets through a friend. Yeah. But he's going to be on my list with Warren Zevon and Joe Jackson to kind of get more into.
Yep. Some's great. Some of it's great. Some of it's you're like, oh boy, okay.
I once saw him on the street in New York City. Mm-hmm. I was wearing an Andy Gibb t-shirt, unironically. And I thought, oh, like, I didn't want to have a moment because I'm like, I don't know if I, and then I just went into Bergdorf's and became their problem. But I got to see him on the streets of
New York,
Midtown New York, and it was awesome.
Was he on the Dirty Boulevard? That's one of his songs.
I think he was on
He was ironically wearing an Andy Gibb t-shirt,
too. Was he dressed in black? Was he all in black?
I don't remember.
Just standing there.
Just walking. No, walking. Walking. He passed me.
What if he was power walking? He had a headband on, a terrycloth headband.
I don't know that I would have recognized him. He did have sunglasses and a jacket. It was a whole thing. A cool person. Like, I would just notice a cool person anyway. I have a radar for that.
Alrighty.
Anyway, it was
him. So how many more do you have on your list?
Oh, goodness. Two, We'll Suck My Kiss, and three. I've got three.
Okay. You play one, I'll play one.
Okay.
You play one.
Okay, yes.
Kai will play some.
Great.
So I'll give you two. And then I'm gonna have to cut someone off here.
I know. Are we going to cut the Rolling Stones?
No, I don't have the Rolling Stones on my list.
What? All right. Well, then I have to do that. Who's next?
You're next.
Oh, okay.
It's you.
This is number 15.
Okay.
Okay. Tattoo You. I know. I thought, you'd play something from the earlier catalog. I love Tattoo You.
I love Some Girls. Some Girls is my, that's my jam.
Okay. Okay. Well,
but I love Tattoo You also.
About a minute in. Yes, I love all the songs. And there's some of those that weren't the radio airplay songs that the older I get, the more I really appreciate. And this is Worried About You.
Yeah, if there was a show, if we did an episode called Deep Album Cuts, this would definitely, I mean, this is a song that, it's not an AM hit. It's not an FM hit. It's just, it's a deep album
it's
cut.
It's a deep cut, okay. And it's a good one.
Play it. It is a good one.
Tops. I love that song. Like, yeah, I love those songs on that
Tops
record.
Is great. Yeah, I like when we do a letter like this, how do you pick? It's really hard to pick one Rolling Stones song. It's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, so apologies for me to the Rolling Stones and Rundgren. I didn't pick a Todd Rundgren song.
Okay. Rush.
No Rush. And I'm cutting this song from my list, a song by the Rascals called People Gotta Be Free. I'm cutting that.
That's a good song.
And so I'm going to go with my last song is going to be an REO Speedwagon song. And this is from You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Blazing Your Own Trail Again. Nice, positive song.
Sooner or later you will find a way to feel like sunshine even on a cloudy day. To feel like morning in the dead of the night. Sooner or later it's gonna be alright. Now don't be thinking your life saved us. We'd rather start thinking in terms of a happiness. And it's gonna decide where you're going. Get out in the open.
that. I didn't hate that.
No, I like that. I like that song a lot.
Yeah.
Never heard that song?
No.
That's a deep album cut for you.
Yeah.
wonder if we could do a deep album cut show.
I would love that because I think that there are deep album cuts that everyone knows and likes and is really good, but just hasn't got. Although I listen to the Deep Tracks station on Sirius, it's just not fun. Those things are so deep, it's not fun. So I think there's a way to do it and make it that like songs like that that are good, you just don't know.
Like a song like that and a song like even this one I think got a little FM play. So I'm talking like
okay.
Deep.
Oh, I see.
Deep, but yet like you said, like the song the Rolling Stones song you played, unless you're like a Rolling Stones fanatic, you never heard Kyle, you never heard that song.
No.
So yeah, let's try it. Okay. We'll talk. We'll discuss.
Okay. So my last song.
Okay, this is it.
The Replacements.
Okay.
Right? Paul yep. Westerberg, mm-hmm. Very influential. This is from Don't Tell a Soul in 1989 and was on a mix tape of mine from college. And it's called I'll Be You. Great song.
I know, just
freaking
a couple weeks ago, a listener sent me a flash drive with the entire Replacements catalog on.
Really?
It. And, yeah, and that's Anthony Ekhoff again. I'll thank you for that. Oh. And really enjoying listening to the Replacements. So thank you, yeah, Christy, for playing them again.
Absolutely.
And do me a favor, go over to the message board run by Scott Phillips. It's rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. But that's whenever I have free stuff to give away, that's where I'm going to be listing it. So just look under the free stuff heading and you can win some CDs or some vinyl or whatever goodies that I have. Christy, thank you again for being here.
Oh,
this is
thanks
fun.
Thanks for having me. I love doing this. It's super fun.
Follow you at Christy S. Mann. That's two N's in man.
Mm. And Christy with a CH and a Y.
That's right. There's a lot of ways we could spell your name.
Absolutely.
Kyle, follow Kyle at Kyle Dotson Funny. Like us on Facebook. I'm at @Pat_Francis or at Rock Solid Show.
Call the hotline, 330-81 Rocks. Leave us a message.
If you like Christy, tell us you like her. If you don't like her, keep it to yourself.
And do what some people do is call and then they just kind of like are talking in the background. Yeah. They don't know they called and they're just like,
it's so funny. It's just people get nervous when they call.
I think it's just like people call the wrong number and then they're like, well, this is not the air conditioning place.
Oh, let's play some of those. If we ever get some wrong numbers, play right, those. Yeah. That'll be fun. Kyle, what are you going to play us out with?
This is actually, one of my friends was in this band.
What?
It's called Rain Must Fall. And they had, I think they recorded their EP, with the Fueled by Ramen label or something like that.
Fueled by Ramen Noodles?
Yeah, it's, all right. It's a label. And
sure it is.
This is Kyle. All right. This is, the band is Rain Must Fall.
Okay.
She plays guitar and backup vocals.
Oh, it's a lady.
Yeah, and this
is
called...
immediately I was sexist. I thought it was going to be a dude.
What's a dude singing?
All right.
It's called...
of course it is.
Magnolia.
That's the weekend. The choices don't seem right. Your friends will always lie, and lovers will always fight. When all your friends, they dress the same, there's a time to find a way. Oh, Magnolia, don't lose your mind. We're all just living on borrowed time. Listen to what I say. Why your bridges burn?
inches closer. You never know it at the time. Looking through the eyes of last December, since so much time, try to remember the time is.